Previously on Thomas and the Bible, Jack Bauer is forced to deal with terrorists that are threatening to detonate a nuclear bomb in the city of Los Angeles. And at the same time, he's unable to locate his daughter, who could be in L.A. where the bomb's going to explode, or maybe not. And of course, he can't trust anyone. No one's trustworthy, because, you know, when it's convenient for the plot, they're going to turn out to be bad all along. And so what's Jack Bauer to do? Psalms. I don't know. Thanks for Harley for that intro. Maybe once we're done with Psalms, the intros will be a little better. I mean, not to cast any judgment on that intro you just did, Harley, but I don't know. I've heard better ones from you. All right. Well, I'm in uninteresting news. I changed back to my old condenser mic that I thought was broken. I don't know what's going on with this thing. I mean, it's virtually the same as the other one, but it's like it was broken, then it wasn't. Like, I was hearing some noise in it, then I wasn't. So I don't. Could have been a cable thing, I guess, but I don't know. Who cares? Okay, so this one should be a little longer because we have Psalm 119, which is a freaking behemoth psalm. It's 176 lines or verses, or verses, as people who have read the Bible might call them. And it's divided into 22 parts, and each one starts with a letter of the Hebrew alphabet. So I don't know what the point of that is. I was trying to read some stuff about it because it seemed, you know, I mean, it seems kind of unique. So I was just making sure there wasn't anything important about it. But after reading about it, I'm finding that it just seems to be a description of some, you know, someone's description of their feelings on God or whatever. So it turns out it's just the same thing that there always is. Let's see. But there's nothing interesting. All right. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep... Oh, it's just the Sermon on the Mount, I guess, kind of. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. Sorry, adjusting something. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart I have sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. See, it's going to go on like this for some time. And guess what, guys? We're going to read it. Yay! Okay, awesome. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Deal bountifully with thy servant that I may live and keep thy word. Open mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath turned unto that it. Sorry. My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto thy judgments at all times. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies. Hearing some noise. I don't know what that is. Whatever. Princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. Make me to understand. Someone's making a shitload of noise. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts, so shall I talk of thy wondrous works. My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according to thy word. Remove from... See, this is... What is... What is... Guys, what is the point of it? What is the point of Psalms? Am I supposed to learn something from this? This is just someone's insane ramblings, just writing to God. Like, see, God, look at how good I am. Like, I do everything you want. And, like, I do everything for you. And you're like, I love you. And you're the best. And you're better than every other God. So could you just give me some stuff and punish my enemies? Like, that's what value do I get from reading this? I don't even get it. I have chosen the way of truth, that thy judgments have I laid before me. I have stuck unto thy testimonies. O Lord, put me not to shame. I will run the way of thy commandments, when thou shalt enlarge my heart. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of the commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies, and not to covetousness. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way. Let me move my chair. Here. Establish thy word unto thy servant, who is devoted to thy fear. Turn away my reproach, which I fear, for thy judgments are good. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproacheth me. For I trust in thy word, and take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in thy judgments. So shall I keep thy law continually forever and ever, and I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed, and I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy statutes. Remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction. We're not even halfway done with this one, by the way. We're on line 50, verse 50. The proud have had me greatly in derision, yet I have not declined from thy law. I remembered thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Horror hath taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake thy law. Thy statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and I have kept thy law. This I had because I kept thy precepts. We get it, okay? I gotta drink some water. I get it, man. Okay, you're so great. You've done everything. Despite that everyone's like trying to knock you off the path of righteousness, you know, you're so great that you do everything the Lord wants. Like, who are you writing this to? It's so frustrating. I don't even get it. I don't understand. Thou art my portion, O Lord, I have said. Like, it would be one thing if there was some intro that said, like, this person, after writing this psalm, was instantly rewarded with, you know, a large harem of women, and, like, but it's not like this person had any luck, or if we even know that this person's way of praying, kind of like, okay, this is what God liked, and so he rewarded him, or something. Like, there's no other side to this. It's just one side. It's so ridiculous. Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy words. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments. The bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law. Yeah, there you go. Okay. At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. I am a companion of all them that fear thee, and of them that keep thy precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according unto thy word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I have kept thy word. Thou art good and doest... It can only take so much, guys. I can only take so much. It's just this cycle that he repeats over and over. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in thy law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. Thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments. They that fear thee... So you don't even know his commandments? You're asking for understanding to learn his commandments. So, like, what have you been doing this whole time? Because he talked about how he kept your commandments and he does everything you want. Like, which is it? They that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in thy word. I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, and that thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me. Let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to thy word unto thy servant. Let thy tender mercies come unto me, that I may live, for thy law is my delight. Let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without a cause. But I will meditate in thy precepts. Let those that fear thee turn unto me, and those that have known thy testimonies. Let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I not be ashamed. My soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. Mine eyes fail for thy word, saying, When wilt thou comfort me? For I am become like a bottle in the smoke, yet I do not forget thy statutes. How many are the days of thy servant? When wilt thou execute judgment on them that persecute me? The proud have digged pits for me which are not after thy law. All thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me. Okay, we're almost halfway done with it, I think. They had almost consumed me upon the earth, but I forsook not thy precepts. Quicken me after thy loving kindness, so shall I keep the testimony of thy mouth. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. They continue this day according to thine ordinances, for all are thy servants. Unless thy law had been my delights, I should then have perished in mine affliction. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. I am thine, save me, for I have sought thy precepts. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimonies. I have seen an end of all perfection, but thy commandment is exceeding broad. Oh, how I love thy law! Laying it on a little thick, aren't we? It is my meditation all the day.
All
these words are throwing me off. Thou, through thy commandments, hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are... Arrogance much? I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. Okay. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have sworn and will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. Accept, I beseech thee, the free will offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgments. My soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I erred not from thy precepts. Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined mine heart to perform thy statutes alway, even unto the end. I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Oh, man, this is so funny. Yeah, he's like just kissing up in different ways. Man, I love your law, Lord. It's such a, oh man, all that law you came up with, like, it's awesome. Oh, it's totally rad, man. Like, oh, you know what I hate though? I hate people who don't keep your law. Oh, what's with them? Huh, am I right, Lord? Okay, right back. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Depart from me, evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according unto thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto thy statutes continually. Thou hast trodden down all them that err from thy statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore I love thy testimonies. My flesh trembleth for fear of thee, and I am afraid of thy judgments. I have done judgment and justice. Leave me not to mine oppressors. Be surety for thy servant for good. Let not the proud oppress me. Mine eyes fail for thy salvation and for the word of thy righteousness. Deal with thy servant according unto thy mercy, and teach me thy statutes. I am thy servant. Give me understanding, that I may know thy testimonies. It is time for thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void thy law. Excuse me. Oh, man. I got a bit of a stomach cramp right now. It's probably this Bible that I ate. Therefore, I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. Therefore, I esteem all thy precepts, You know, okay, this person you're talking to, Mr. Psalm Writer, he knows all your thoughts. So let me just go ahead and stop you. Let me just go ahead and cut you off there, you know, because the person you're talking to, he kind of is in your head, can read your mind. So, you know, I'm just trying to save you the effort of, you know, like coming up with all these sentences and stuff and like trying to word things just right to tell God how much you love him in just the right way. Because he knows your thoughts. So give it a rest. Thy testimonies are wonderful. Therefore doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for thy commandments. Look thou upon me and be merciful unto me, as thou usest to do unto those that love thy name. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Oh, we've gotten to the demands now, I guess, although they were kind of sprinkled throughout. Deliver me from the oppression of man, so will I keep thy precepts. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant, and teach me thy statutes. Rivers of water run down mine eyes, because they keep not the law. Righteous art thou, O Lord, and upright are thy judgments. Thy testimonies that thou hast commanded are righteous and very faithful. My zeal hath consumed me, because mine enemies have forgotten thy words. Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. I am small and despised, yet do not I forget thy precepts. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, yet thy commandments are my delights. The righteousness of my testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. I cried with my whole heart, Hear me, O Lord, I will keep thy statutes. I cried unto thee, Save me, and I shall keep thy testimonies. I prevented the dawning of the morning, and I cried, I hoped in thy word. Mine eyes prevent the night watches, that I might meditate in thy word. Hear my voice according unto thy loving kindness. O Lord, quicken me according to thy judgment. They draw nigh that follow after mischief. They are far from the law. Thou art near, O Lord, and all thy commandments are truth. Concerning thy testimonies, I have known of old that thou hast founded them for ever. Consider mine affliction, and deliver me, for I do not forget the law. Plead my cause and deliver me. Quicken me according to thy word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they seek not thy statutes. Great are thy tender mercies, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgments. We're almost done. I can see the end. Many are my persecutors and mine enemies, yet I do not decline from thy testimonies. I beheld the transgressors and was grieved, because they kept not thy word. Consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. Thy word is true from the beginning. All right, I'll end before I. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth a great spoil. I hate and abhor lying, but the law do I love. 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. Great peace have they which love the law, and nothing shall offend them. Lord, I have hoped for thy salvation and done thy commandments. My soul hath kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I have kept thy precepts and thy testimonies, for all my ways are before thee. Let my cry come near before thee, O Lord, and give me understanding according to thy word. Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee, and let thy judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. Oh, Jesus, now I got this dog barking. I got girlfriend making a ton of noise. And Yeah. So if you were the author of that psalm, like I was just thinking as I was reading it, how would you decide even like how to keep going with that psalm, you know, cause like it just repeated the same crap over and over with like slightly different wordings. Like how would you even decide to write that? You know, it's any good writing, which a powerful creator should have known how to do or inspire. He should have known how to inspire good writing. You want to like make your point in a good way, give a few examples, you know, provide some evidence for your point, or if you're writing a poem, like maybe you're just writing something, you know, some art, there's ways to do it that don't involve repeating the same basic sentence or couple sentences 178 times. So it's pretty bad. So yeah, it's funny to just read through that and think like, how did someone even write this? It's the same thing over and over. Like, why did they decide to end it? Could have just kept going forever. Well, anyway, 120 is short. In my distress, I cried unto the Lord and he heard me. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. What shall be given unto thee, or what shall be done unto thee, thou false tongue? Sharp arrows of the mighty with coals of juniper. Woe is me that I sojourn in Mesesh, that I dwell in the tents of Kedar. My soul hath long dwelt with him that hateth peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. Oh, good. 121 is short, too. I think we're done after this. Yes. 121. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which have made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Cool. Yeah, that's how you write a psalm, damn it. Just quick and to the point, you know? Just, yeah. So we're already done, but that was agonizing, of course, because one of the psalms was 178 or 76 lines. I forget how many. I think it was 78. And yeah, it's more crap. It's not worth reading. There's no reason anyone should have to read these insane ramblings. They're just like the writings of a child in a diary that you wish you weren't reading. Not sure what else to say other than check out Atheistically Speaking with Noah. Came out today, yesterday. It was a good one. And, there'll be the second half of it on Thursday. So that'll be more interesting. But thanks for those who are sticking with me, because this sucks. All right, see you guys next episode.